Holocaust Martyrs and Heroes Remembrance Day observances in Israel will begin on Wednesday evening. Israel's State Remembrance Day for those murdered in the Holocaust was designated as the 27th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. Rabbi and Professor Dalia Marks of Hebrew Union College in Jerusalem told reporter Naomi Segal how and why this date was chosen.
As you know, many of our calendars are from the Torah, so the date is designated already from days past, or later on from Second Temple period, etc. Now, you have a new event in the world, a very important and tragic and devastating event in the world, and how do you commemorate it, and when do you commemorate it? It's a very, very complicated question, because the Holocaust took, it was from 1939 to 1945. It wasn't in a specific place or a specific time. So when, during the year cycle, do you commemorate it? So there were all kinds of suggestions. And basically, there was a big debate in Israel between the Ministry of Education and the Chief Rabbinate. The Chief Rabbinate wanted the 10th of Tevet, Asara Betevet, which is already a fast day. And they said, let's use this day that is already marked in the calendar to remember the victims of the Holocaust, and let's make it Yom HaKadish HaKlali, the general Kaddish day, on which people who don't know the Yortzeit, the day of death of their beloved ones, can join together and recite the Kaddish together. Because, as I said, 10th of Tevet is already a fast day, but it's not a very emotionally loaded day like Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, for example. So that was the Chief Rabbinate. The Ministry of Education wanted the 27th of Nisan, because they wanted to remember the day of the beginning of the Warsaw Ghetto Revolt. So you see, the day gives a very different flavor to the day. Here it's a day that commemorates the active defiance and the resistance of the Jews to their oppressors, because in that time in Israel, the first years of the state, there was maybe embarrassment about the Jews who supposedly went like a sheep to the slaughter. And here you have a commemoration of the most important, the biggest, the most massive revolt against the Nazis. Now, the revolt in the Warsaw Ghetto began in 19th of April, 1942. And the Hebrew date was actually Erev Pesach, the night we celebrate Passover, the beginning of Passover, Leila Seder. And that's not a good date to commemorate the Holocaust. So in 1951, they decided to postpone it a little bit and decide that the 27th of Nisan shall be the day of the memory of the Holocaust, Yom HaZikaron LaShoah VeLagvurah, 6 days after the Pesach and exactly a week before the Memorial Day for the soldiers. Another suggestion that was made, actually Menachem Begin, our late prime minister, said that we should commemorate the Holocaust in Tisha B'Av, in the 9th of Av, because this is the day where we remember all the devastations, all the catastrophes that our people suffered, and we should do it in Tisha B'Av. Actually makes sense in many ways, but Tisha B'Av takes place in the summer. The education system is not working. There's no school and kindergarten, so they didn't think it can work. And also people wanted a specific day for the Holocaust. You know, the memory was too sharp, too fresh. They needed a day that would be meant for the Holocaust. So it didn't work. There are other dates that were suggested. For example, in the diaspora, I don't know if we have listeners from the diaspora, I think in many places that I visited, the Reich Pogrom Nacht, which is sometimes people call the Kristallnacht, and this is a name that we should not use because this is the name the Nazis called that night. That is the 9th of November. So in many synagogues, this is the day where you really remember the Holocaust, because it happened to the communities, to the synagogues. In many communities outside Israel, this is a very important day. In later years, we have International Holocaust Day. This is the day of the liberation of Auschwitz, the 27th of January. And the last day that I can think of about the Memorial Day, proposed Memorial Day for the Holocaust, is something that the Jews who came from the former Soviet Union brought with them in the 90s. And that's the Victory Days, which celebrated in the West in 8th of May, but Stalin declared it to his people only on the 9th of May. So people say march in the streets. Maybe you've seen it too, you know, with the uniforms and all the medals, all the veterans, and the people who were in the camps with the camp garments, etc. And they march in the streets. And this is like a victory manifestation. And to many of us, to me, for example, it looked a little bit weird. How can we think about the Holocaust in terms of victory? It's difficult. So the day that is acceptable here in Israel now is the 27th of Nisan. And in a way, it is qualified by the Memorial Day for the fallen soldiers and the victims of the terror act that happens exactly a week after it. And the following day, you have Yom HaTzmaut, the Independence Day. So these three events create a sequence of commemorating and thinking and meditating upon the major events that happened to Jews and to Israelis in the 20th century. And this is not the end of it. The last day will take place on the 28th of Iyar. This is 3 weeks later, and that's Yom Yerushalayim, which I propose that we use it as a day for reconciliation and thinking and trying to bring together all the segments of the Israeli society.
Hebrew Union College rabbi and professor Dalia Marks, author of About Time, Journeys in the Jewish-Israeli Calendar.